It's time to find out what's on your mind. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to boot the U of S, especially the grounds and maintenance people. If you're driving on College going east and you're going to turn onto Circle Drive going south, there's that little parcel of land there that's got a canola field and a little bluff. There used to be about 6 to 8 deer in there. Right now, there's only 2, and I'm assuming they don't have adequate food and or water. So I'm wondering if you guys can put a little bit of pressure at the university to see what they can do with these deer.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I'd like to boot that old lady that tried to pass me on the Caribou Trail yesterday. That was a very unsafe act.
All right, 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. Any thoughts that might be on your mind? Maybe you want to talk about what we're talking about with Have Your Say on our website, cjwwradio.com. The question is, if you are a gardener, you garden, do you use chemicals on your plants? And 70% say no, they don't. Only 30% claim that they use any sort of chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, anything of that variety when they are out in the garden. I'd be interested to know what your thoughts are on that. 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I, too, don't like terrible, dangerous drivers out there. And to that second caller, get yourself a dash cam and turn around and record that person doing that. Turn it over to the police, and they will do something about it. It does work. It worked for me. I was put into a situation where it was almost hit the ditch. The other people had to hit the ditch with a person passing in a double lane. I turned it over to the RCMP, and they took care of it. It worked. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Oh, good morning. I would like to salute the amazing staff at the cancer clinic in Saskatoon, the nursing staff at Lanigan, and also the nursing staff at Humboldt, Saskatchewan. They're amazing.
Second to none, aren't they?
Thank you.
Thanks for your call. 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. Actually, had a call yesterday. Unfortunately, it was just after Mayor Charlie Clark had left, but somebody had a question about the trees, and especially those who walk down Spadina. He's a taller guy and has to duck his head a lot when he's walking on city streets that have trees kind of overhanging, and the question was, wouldn't there be a better way? Like, couldn't we trim the trees just a little bit higher for people who are 6 feet and plus? Maybe you have some thoughts on that. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I'd like to boot the city police for not using the bike lanes when they're patrolling downtown.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to salute the nurses at the city hospital for looking after my wife. They're very, very friendly nurses. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi, I'd like to salute you guys. I won tickets to the food truck wars from you guys, and I had a really good time.
Hey, did you eat lots?
Oh, did I ever.
I have to give the organizers credit for that food truck wars. It started out, I remember, in the parking lot over at the Curling Club.
Yeah.
Over in Sutherland, and now it's like taking up a couple of blocks on 20th Street in the summer. It's awesome. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, bye.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I want to do this boot disimpairment program they got going on in regards to marijuana. There's no numbers, there's no nothing other than they swab your mouth and they say that you got THC and bang, you're guilty. What about the people on medicinal marijuana and everything else? That's going to get challenged lots in courts, I can tell you already. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi, I'm the individual who phoned the other day about the vertically challenged.
Oh, you're the guy.
Yeah. No, I just wanted to say thank you for mentioning it.
I imagine, too, especially when there are worms in the trees, that must get kind of tough.
Well, like I said, it traumatizes me because of my ex-wife, but
thanks for your call.
I shouldn't have to duck.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I don't use chemicals in my garden. It might kill my marijuana. Thank you.
So since we're on the topic of marijuana, the police revealed yesterday their plans for dealing with drivers who might have smoked some pot before they got behind the wheel. Now, this is when it becomes legal in October. It is illegal right now at any level, but after it becomes legal in October, then it becomes a question of when does it become an impairment issue. So there are what they call drug recognition experts who are currently being trained, and more are going to be trained. And what will happen is they will take you, if they suspect you at the roadside, they will put you through some tests. And if it does appear that you may be impaired, then you will be handed off to these drug recognition experts who will put you through a 12-step test to determine if you are indeed impaired and should be behind the wheel. And then if it's determined that you are, in fact, punishment can include anything from license suspension, vehicle impoundment, fines, jail times, anything of that variety. So maybe you have some thoughts on that. 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727.